President Trump railed against trade imbalances several times last night on Twitter, saying other countries make massive trade surpluses while American workers pay such a big and unfair price. He's been focusing on trade imbalances a lot since taking office.
It is the largest deficit of any country in the history of our world. It's out of control.
When you add them all together, we actually have a $17 billion deficit with Canada. We lost over the last number of years $800 billion a year. Not a half a million dollars, not 12 cents. We lost $800 billion a year on trade. Not going to happen. We got to get it back.
Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger for a little explainer. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So let's start with, what is a trade deficit?
So this is just a measure of imports versus exports. So let's look at 2017. The U.S. imported $2.9 trillion worth of goods and services. It exported $2.3 trillion or so. It amounted to a trade deficit of $566 billion in goods and services.
Goods and services. So you're talking also about things like maybe legal services. That would be counted in that number.
Yes, absolutely.
So is it necessarily a bad thing to have a trade deficit?
You know, I know that there's a lot of confusion around this. Wilbur Ross, who's the Commerce Secretary, said that trade deficits, weaken our economy. Those are the exact words he used. And now economists that I speak to, they say, look, that's just not the case. Imports really don't have an effect on GDP, either positive or negative. And they push back on the Trump administration's emphasis that trade deficits mean that, you know, the U.S. loses and surpluses mean that the U.S. wins. And they say that President Trump too often focuses on the trade in the deficit in goods and disregards the services. And I think that's how he comes up with those numbers that don't quite jibe with the overall.
Who do we have the biggest trade deficit with around the world?
Well, China's on the top of the list. In 2017, the value of Chinese goods imported into the U.S. exceeded the American goods that we exported by about $375 billion. Now, meanwhile, the same period, the U.S. actually ran a $38.5 billion surplus on services trade with China. So overall, goods and services deficit was $336 billion. So that's number one. Next largest is all of the European Union. We can break it down country by country, but let's throw it into one basket, the European Union, $101 billion, and then Mexico at $69
billion. And where do we have the biggest trade surplus?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of trading partners, and we actually have a surplus with six of our 15 largest trading partners as of 2017. Largest trade surplus is with Hong Kong, which is actually isolated as one. Then Brazil, $35 billion, Brazil, $28 billion, Singapore, and the U.K. Now, by the way, despite the president's insistence that the U.S. runs a deficit with Canada, that was actually not the case last year. The U.S. actually ran a surplus with our neighbor to the north.
So is it, I mean, just in the few seconds we have, as scary as it sounds when he says we've got a huge trade deficit all over the place?
No, it is not. And just to be 100% clear, mm-hmm. when we think about this, know that a lot of economists believe that trade enhances U.S. productivity right. and makes the economy stronger.
It's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.